This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. We're back. Episode 76. Let's get right into it like we always do. It's Dodger Talk. Hey, it's June, but it's kind of a... I mean, we got the win last night. I was there. There we go. Beat the Angels. That's always good. Can you, what's going on with the bats, dude? What's going on this month?
Honestly, man, there's a lot to talk about. And I don't even know where we start with the bats. Which one do we start with?
Well, let's start with Buehler because this was his year. I know he's had a few good years, but this is like his year to be like the ace. And like, he was opening day starter. And we knew something was up. Remember, we kept just like, dude, this is not the same Buehler. So maybe he pitched through the pain, but.
That's why I'm wondering. I actually was questioning in the text, like, oh, like, has this been lingering in the whole entire season? We just didn't know about it. And I actually think it has been. I don't care what anybody says. I think it has been bothering him, and he just didn't want to say anything because he thought he maybe could pitch through it.
Yeah. And it only got worse.
Mm-hmm.
But that sucks. I mean, that fucking sucks. What's it, 10 to 12 weeks?
It hurts. Well, it's 10 to 12 weeks, but they're actually saying they don't know if he's just going to pitch again this season, because if he comes back, they're saying there's no way he comes back before September. So he's back in September, and it's just a matter of how strong he can get the arm again.
Yeah,
there's a chance he might not pitch again this season. There's a chance.
That is terrible.
I mean, we think worst case scenario right now. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm not worried about.
Yeah,
we'll have May back.
Mm-hmm.
May should be back by then. You know the Dodgers are going to pick somebody else up off the
trade deadline. I agree.
We're gonna solidify that extra spot. I think we'll still be okay. Here's the funniest part, dude. And we've been talking about this since the baseball season started. If before the season started, I told you that there'd be two Dodgers pitchers who are in the Cy Young talk right now, which two of those Dodger pitchers would you have said?
We would say Urias and Buehler, right?
Would you have said Gosselin and Anderson?
No, dude. It's amazing, but you got to expect some regression, right?
I mean, yes, I think they're punching above their weight right now, but who cares? Keep going.
I know. Go
as long as you possibly can at this point.
I totally agree. And it sucks because we were like, dude, once these guys are all back, we'll have a 6-man rotation. Then obviously Buehler goes down, but then it's good to have depth. So like you said, it's good. I mean, it sucks, but we got enough guys.
Dude, right now, think about it this way. Right now,
Gosselin's Cy Young.
He's the Cy Young. And think about this. The Dodgers are playing the All-Star game in Dodger Stadium this year. Granted, scheduling, yes, you never know when he's going to throw his last start of the first half. But, dude, he's the starter right now of the freaking All-Star game.
If you tell me that before the season, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what are the live odds right now on him to win the Cy Young?
I don't know, but it's got to be – damn, imagine we had it before the year. Jeez.
He leads the league in – at least the National League in wins.
No, it's awesome. That's why – I mean, yeah, this pod – Buehler, it sucks, but this part goes out to Tony G so far, man. The cat, dude. This guy's been unbelievable.
The cat, man.
So, 8-0, leads the league in ERA and whip, dude. I love it, man.
I mean, that's the thing. Like I said, would you guess that him and Anderson are two all-stars at this point?
I know, rough outing from Anderson in the last start, but
still gonna get the loss.
Exactly. I know. I love it.
But here's the thing. And the other thing.
Yeah,
3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, our boy Gerald was all hyping up the freeway series. 3 weeks ago, this series with the Angels would have been a fantastic must-watch like series. And now it's just like the Angels are what, 10 or 11 back now. They're in third place, I think.
Yeah, we shut them out, dude. I mean, with all that talent, that's pretty. Yeah.
And we're still not hitting. We're not hitting.
In first place. So like there's a lot of negatives we can talk about right now. We're still in first place, which is amazing, you know.
Tied.
Yeah, I know.
Tied Padres. Right now.
When freaking we play Padres. Them coming up,
coming up, we do have them. So I think we go Cleveland, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and then I think we have a 4-game with the Padres right after that.
We did say June's gonna be brutal, man. We did.
Colorado's also in there too. So
let's win tonight against Angels, sweep the Guardians. I mean, come on, and then it's gonna get tough, right? Braves, Padres.
Yes, we got, like I said, Braves, Padres.
That's
should double check if that Rocky series is in Colorado or here, because you know what happens when we go to Colorado.
I know, dude. Thoughts on what else, since we're on pitching? Thoughts on Kimbrel? I thought he looked great last night, besides giving up those hits. And like, he never goes 1-2-3, but at least he struck out the side. That was huge.
And like you said, we're expecting some regression from those guys who are leading our staff right now. I mean, he can only go up from where he was at, right?
That's true.
We were talking about it.
I think since our bats are kind of cold, we're gonna need Kimbrel more close games. So maybe he's better when he keeps getting used instead of like, dude, once every five.
Yeah, he was cold in the beginning of the season. Yeah, because he was about? Really we dropped him in fantasy. He was cold.
Yeah. So we're winning 10-0 games. So. Well, are you worried about him or no? Here.
So, that's of course that series is in Colorado. Oh, so basically, we got Cleveland, we got the Guardians, which is bittersweet for us because we're rooting for Jose.
Even though they're not even bad, we're saying like they're bad. I think they're 2 games over .500, but
they're solid. Yeah, they're solid. Then we're at Cincinnati, then we're at Atlanta, then we go at Colorado, and then we have the 4-game stretch against San Diego. So that again, it gets tough right there. At Atlanta, at Colorado, and then home against San Diego.
Let's win the rest of this homestand. Got to sweep the Reds. I know they're not as bad as they were earlier in the year. And then we'll see.
Bad.
Yeah, I know. Then we'll see what happens after. What do you think we'll be in July, dude? You think?
I think we'll be fine. I think we're going to be fighting for first place. I still think we'll be in first place. I think we're going to step up against that's the thing. Sweep the Reds, sweep Cleveland. Atlanta right now, I think might be the hottest team in baseball. I'm not.
They are. But you saw that they lost Albies? That's brutal.
Yeah, that hurts.
Even though they won last year, man. Those guys are freaking cursed. Man. Last year they lose Acuna. This year,
Atlanta's won 13 in a row. That's insane, man. How many games back were they of Buttress's Mets, and now Atlanta's five games back? I mean, Atlanta's hot, right? And we knew they were going to turn on. We knew this was a World Series hangover. We knew Atlanta was going to be there in the end, and of course, here they are picking off 13 in a row. They're dangerous. They're dangerous.
Let's get to the bats real quick before we switch to other sports. We love Mookie. No, they're all Mookie at homer last night. Struggling in the gym. What do you go? 2 for 35. He's fine. We know he's going to turn it around.
Yeah, it's been Freddie, his average.
I love Freddie. And I'm only concerned about how about his power is kind of down this year, huh?
It is, but does it have anything to do with him coming to Dodger Stadium?
Maybe.
I mean,
do you think he'll still end up with probably 20 bombs, you think?
He should. Yeah. He should definitely get to 20. I mean, right now he's at six,
like four, five like six? Five. Yeah, I just expect. Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's still hitting doubles and he's getting all the hits.
Yeah, he's producing. Second half will turn it on.
That's the thing. I don't think he's really has come like this full self yet. You know what I mean?
No,
that's
good. At all.
We're still in first place. So wait, he's gonna get hot, which he usually does the second half of the year. And then, thoughts on this is Bellinger, dude. What? He looks lost out there, dude, but we need him for his defense. But, dude, this guy looks lost.
Do we need him for his defense? Are you telling me there's nobody else in this fucking league that we can do – that we can get that gets both defense and offense? Are you telling me there's nobody else?
If he keeps doing it, it's – I don't know. It's going to be an interesting offseason if he keeps – I don't know. What are we going to do with him, dude?
Time out. Hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is he up?
He's up. He's up. That's why it's interesting offseason. If we're going to sign him or
– No, he's trade bait at this point. If he's up, he's trade bait. Ship him somewhere.
I want him to do well, man. I like pitching. Belly, but, dude, I don't know, dude. What is he batting? 200? Dude, we're getting nothing from JT and Belly right now. You know JT will probably turn it around. But Belly,
yeah.
I don't know. What about the other bats? Trey? Oh, dude, can we talk? I wouldn't even talk because I don't want to talk about getting swept by the Giants, dude. And that Trey was – what was he, jogging brutal. With two outs? What was that?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know, man.
I think he lost some money on that on his contract that he's about to sign.
Robert seems to start a fire somewhere in the locker room, man.
Yeah, they already had like two team meetings, right? I don't know. It's this early to have a team meeting. Jeez.
And we talked about it. If Roberts doesn't get at least two rings,
dude, I know. I agree. I don't know.
We're kicking ourselves for giving that extension. I never wanted that extension. I didn't like the extension. We're Dodger guys. We're gonna support the Dodgers, but I just didn't like that extension.
Of course. How do you think Kershaw looked? Decent.
Okay. Again, Kershaw, decent. All we need of him is decent.
Just to be decent, yeah.
You know, that's all we need of him is to be decent. We have these other guys that are coming up, stepping up and pitching right now. Just be decent.
Yeah.
I can accept mediocre from him right now at this point in his career with all the injuries, where he's at. I can accept decent. I mean,
and you're fine with the bullpen?
He's probably like the fourth starter on the team, maybe even the fifth.
And you're fine with the bullpen? Kimbrel's shaky.
The bullpen's always a work in progress, man. Yeah. And the Dodgers bullpen has been a work in progress for, I think, the last decade, if you really think about it, especially the middle relief. It's been, it's, and no Trinan still hurts. Kimbrel's yeah. a shell yeah, so that's of his positive. Old
we'll get May back, Haney back,
and Haney. Trinan. Haney yeah. Sounds like he's coming like this week. Amazing right? Double A game.
Yeah, that's
on
what I heard. Yeah. I mean, throwing against like batters ready. Like us, but it's good. No, but yeah, Dodgers for all this negative stuff we're saying, we're in tie for first, dude. It's all good. It's early.
Yeah, the Buehler thing hurts.
Buehler thing hurts bad, dude. That sucks.
You know who this is? You know who I'm looking at right now? Urias, another guy who hasn't had the typical Urias type season. This is his time. Okay, Urias, step up now.
You're right, man.
Step up.
Dodgers will be fine. Let's go. Let's close out this June.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. We got sweep a long ways to go.
Let's get these Angels out of here, dude, and the Guardians.
Send Gerald back to Anaheim. Sorry, Yardhouse in Anaheim. Gerald can go.
Yeah. All right, let's get to shit, man. I mean, there's a lot of – let's go to straight to the NBA Finals, man. Jesus, it's been a decent series. I mean, you're still saying Warriors are six. I'm sticking to Warriors are seven.
I'm still thinking to Warriors are six. I think Warriors closed it out in
that
Boston.
Game four by Steph was unbelievable, man. I mean, Jesus yep. Christ, right? And then you get game five, Celtics all to come back and – in the third quarter, which they never win the third quarter.
Damn it, and lost
money. I know, and of course, you when you bet it.
Of course.
Hey, Wiggins, dude, appreciation for Wiggins.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you called it. I think it was in the pod, possibly when we did the NBA Finals preview with Gerald.
I just said
Wiggins might be the X factor. And
if he steps up, look at the team when he's – Yeah, I did say.
You know what? I know up, yeah. They're going to give the MVP to Steph. They have to give it to Steph. I get it. But honestly, if you look at the stats, yes, Steph has led the scoring in most of the games. Dude, Wiggins might be the all-around guy on the team for this
NBA
Finals.
Even though Steph with that – of course they're going to give it to Steph. And that game, he single-handedly carried him that win on game four. Of course. But we'll see, dude. Still lots of – I think Celtics force the game seven. You think – So here's a scary thing for the Celtics. Here's a scary thing because you know Steph's going to go off tomorrow. That's a guaranteed, right?
I just think the Warriors go for the jugular. Why mess around with the game seven? I think the Warriors come out. You know, here's the bet: take the Warriors first quarter of that game. I think the Warriors come out. They want to go straight for the jugular from the from the tip off.
This is where the championship experience comes from. You know, like Celtics, this is like their first finals with these guys, young core. Mm-hmm. Warriors, dude, they're not afraid of nothing, man. They've been here before, dude. You might be right, but I'm gonna stick to seven. But
you know what else? Yeah. Maybe I'm telling you, I think the Warriors come out. I think they go straight for the jugular. I think we put 250,000 on the tip off. Warriors win the tip off, and then it's just all downhill over from Kurt, there.
No, what's the bet that he did in
Kevin Garnett? But instead, we'll do 27.5 or something like that.
We'll do Warriors opening tip, Curry over 30 points, Wiggins over. Yeah, dude.
Here's the other thing why I think this is the Golden State. I think they win it because you know what? I was listening to a radio show that we both listen to. I know we both like him. He was talking about how many Minnesota Timberwolves have left in the past like couple decades have left the Timberwolves and gone on to win an NBA title.
Oh, really? No way, dude. Well, obviously Wiggins KG.
Now it's Wiggins.
Here comes Wiggins.
Now it's Wiggins' turn.
Shit, man. That's crazy. I don't know. It's been a decent series. I still need one like big game from Tatum, dude. Come on. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for tomorrow.
It's now or never. It has to be tomorrow. So,
dude, if I'm a Celtics fan watching that, as far as like, you got to be so frustrated the way they turn over the ball, dude. Credit to Warriors D, but like, dude, Celtics are kind of a tough watch when they're
turnovers, just passing to nobody. Who are you passing the ball to?
I know. So it's been good. I hope for seven, as we all do. Father's Day, game seven. But let's stick. You said Warriors and six. You and Butcher said, right?
Warriors and six.
And then Curry, probably MVP, unless Wiggins has another. But do you know? Dude, Curry's the face of the league.
They're going to give it to him no matter what.
No matter what. Some people are saying if the Celtics win the series, they'll still give it to Curry.
I think so. They have to. They have to.
But we'll
they
see.
They have to.
Big game in Boston. Maybe Thursdays you can't. Huh? I was gonna say maybe watch with Gerald.
I know.
He still thinks Celtics is seven. He's that's the same guy who likes the Angels. So
that's true. That's a very good point.
So we'll see.
And he's a Sharks fan. Don't forget, he's a San Jose Sharks fan.
I'll never understand that. But then let's talk about NHL the final. Dude, this is gonna be an amazing final, I think. It's already 2-1 right now.
3-1.
Oh, it's 3-1. Oh shit. See, I missed
3-1. It's in the first intermission.
First
intermission. I missed you third scored the third one, but it's 3-1. First intermission right now, live update. Honestly, I think it's gonna be a phenomenal final, to be honest too. I really think these two teams could go game seven. I think this is a game seven series.
Here's the thing, we're rooting for Colorado, but like what I was saying, dude, it would be awesome to see three in a row.
Very true. So that's why, like, honestly, who wins this series? I'm okay with either team winning the series as long as we said the Rangers got out. You know how I feel about Marchand and Boston
out, Rangers out.
Get all the Canadian teams out. Sorry, Canada. Yes,
exactly, bro. I totally agree.
You know,
let's just have a
none of our rivals. No Ducks. No Sharks. No Golden Knights.
Yeah, so it's basically the best team all year against the defending two-time champs. This
the best team of the past half decade.
This is what you want, dude.
So. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I was looking at some of the players. I actually didn't – I mean, yes, I know these two teams, but it's like you look at some of the matchups in this and, like, both these rosters are stacked.
Dude, I know, dude.
Both these – and you know what's funny? I have both these rosters. I was looking at it. Makar is the favorite to win the Conn Smythe MVP. It's like
not even McKinnon, not even Kucherov,
not even Stamkos.
I know, like, dude. A lot of star power, dude.
That's how stacked these teams are.
It's gonna be amazing, man. I mean, hey, nothing better than the final, right?
Yeah, guys, and honestly, and I was looking at where the money was. Okay, so you looked at the—I mean, the series started already, but the plus 150 for Tampa Bay,
or is that Vegas suckering people? Like, oh, what, two-time champs?
Here's the thing: I think if Vegas did that, they put it at 150 for a specific reason because 150 just seems not too fishy. Yeah, like so many people will bite on it, but I had the Avs at minus 170. I don't know what you had, but yes, I had Tampa Bay at plus 150. Seemed like a solid bet to take. I mean, why not?
Sprinkle money, right, with those guys just to root for three in a row.
Who would have thought they were gonna get this far already? Nobody expected them to be here straight years.
So I kind of root for the three in a row, but like you said, I don't care. I think it goes six or seven, don't you?
I think for sure it goes six or seven because you know what? I think even if the Avs pick off these first two at home, it's still not over.
Against the Tampa against the Rangers, what they do? Win four in a row?
Exactly. Still not over. The minute they get back to Tampa,
this goes back to the finals, dude. The championship experience, dude. These guys, they've been here.
This could be one of those series where the home team wins every single game for the first six games, and then it comes down to game seven, and anything can happen in the game seven. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I see it going seven.
I'm pumped for that. What else we got, dude? Did you live, dude? That's like, dude, I didn't watch 1 second of it. Did you watch?
I watched some of it. Yes, I did.
I can't watch it.
Here's the thing. It's golf.
This is golf.
It's
right?
golf. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't have known the difference if it was PGA or.
I'll give you that because you see the same guys out there. Like, oh, it's just a golf.
It's golf. Yeah.
How was the shotgun start?
It was fine. It was fine. The team thing was pretty cool too. How they did the team thing, and they had a team winner at the end also. But I mean, honestly, I don't want to get in like a soapbox about this, but I'm actually starting to be fine with the LIV thing. I have no problem with it. I'm actually starting to have an issue with, you know what, Rory, just shut up. Just shut up, Rory.
Yeah, no, he just I know.
Quote our buddy Iggy, Rory, shut the fuck up. Like, just stop, dude. You know what? I think he has to die on this hill now because, you know what? He did not go do it.
I know. Exactly. Because it's like so many players have so many takes, but then it's like most of them are just like, dude, they're taking the money. That's fine. Let's move on. Most of them are trying to do that.
It's their choice, dude.
Rory won't give it up.
But then it's their decision. It's their choice. Let them.
But the guys that are doing it, can you just tell us it's for the money? And now they're trying to say other things. The guys are doing the live. Just tell us it's for the money. That's all we need to know. You don't need to get into like this. And that's better for the game of golf. No, it's not, dude.
It's PGA, I don't care if it's better for the game of golf or it's not better for the game of golf.
Just tell us it's for the money. It's the contract, bro. Just don't
exactly. And that's fine. Yeah, if somebody wants to do that, that's their own personal decision. Like, who the hell are you?
I know thing with Rory. I don't know who the hell are you to tell these, like,
exactly. You know what? And they're talking about like, oh, like, you know, it's because Saudi Arabia and the whole terrorism.
Do we
thing.
Deal? He makes the US deals with Saudi.
Exactly. Biden's going over to Saudi Arabia. Next
NBA with China. NBA with China. No one talks about
that. Yes, shut up, Rory. Shut up. And who's the PGA to say that, like, they are the be all.
Oh yeah, the commissioner. Like, what'd he say? Like, oh, like he compared it to 9/11.
Yes, because they're talking about how, like, oh, it was Saudi terrorists. How do you explain to the families of 9/11 that you're going to go take Saudi?
I'm sorry, money? But if we're going to golfers for politics, dude, we got real issues.
Yes. It wasn't bad enough that the NBA was doing that. We got golfers. Just Rory, shut up. Kepka's now getting involved, and you know I like Kepka, but
he just said, I do agree. They keep talking. I think he's trying to just like. This is the U.S. Mm-hmm. Open. Let's not. Can you stop asking me about Liv? So I kind of give credit on that, but they're gonna have to ask. They're journalists. I mean, what do you think?
Exactly.
It's like they're trying to write a story here.
But like, I've always loved journalists. It's like, you ever watch like journalists, especially when there's like a politician talking and they walk away and they're not gonna take any more questions, but like 75 journalists just try to shout their question out, like the politician's gonna come back and just answer that one question that for a year because they heard as you're walking. Well, like, just, yep. That's what they're doing. They all gotta ask questions. Just,
I know. Enough with Liv. U.S. Open, bro. It should be in Boston. Dude, hell of a week for Boston sports. Oh, shit.
Exactly. If they get that far.
Well, yeah.
If they get to the weekend.
Or if they get to the – yeah, exactly. Well, at least they have the game 6 tomorrow and then the U.S. Open starting tomorrow. But who you – God, I feel like we've been ice cold whenever we give up these majors picks. But
we have.
It's so tough to pick a winner. On this one. Okay, all right.
I got two guys that I'm liking to put money on right now.
What are you thinking, bro?
I did a little research on this because I've been caught off guard lately with the golf picks, and I've been going back to the same well each time. I liked the Cantlay, I like the Hovland picks.
Yeah, Cantlay's been horrible in majors. Jesus Christ.
And these are value picks. So I'm going value picks. So this is a little action at the urinal right here. A little action at the urinal value picks. I love Will Zalatoris at +2300.
Yes, he was up there for the PGA. Dude, he almost beat JT, remember?
He's been playing solid. Yes. He has, a few top five finishes lately.
Yes.
So I like him as a value pick at +2300. And I'm going Xander Schauffele. I'm going Xander. Off at +2000.
Nothing wrong with Xander. He's always up there in the majors. I like it. Dude, I'm going to go with – dude, I'm kind of like – kind of see Fitzpatrick, 25-1. And give me Homa. The guy's been playing great golf. 41-1, dude. I'm loving that. Dude.
Yeah, +4,000.
I see Tommy Fleetwood at 65-1. Dude, those three are my plays.
Fleetwood.
But hey, you got to sprinkle on all the Liv guys just for a dude, because you know they're playing with extra money.
Thank you. I had that written down in my notes. I would love Phil.
I know, bro. How amazing would that be?
Dude, or imagine
Bryson or Patrick Reed or fucking. DJ. Oh yeah, DJ. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna throw maybe $5 on each of the Liv guys, because dude, everyone's trashing on me. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine Phil walks up there on Sunday afternoon to collect the trophy, and he's just holding it up and just like smiling for the crowd. Dude, oh my God. Rory standing in the back pouting like he's the little Mad Magazine pimply faced teenager that he is.
Dude, just for, yeah, you got to throw it on all the Liv guys just because, right? DJ, Phil, Bryson.
I love it.
I don't want Bryson to win, but I'll throw some $5 on him.
I love it.
Can't you just see it? One of them winning?
I can. I actually hope it happens, to be honest. I really hope it happens.
Sucks, no Tiger, but dude, I guess.
I hope it happens. Yeah. And I just want to see Rory pouting.
Dude,
I kind of hope it happens too.
Yeah, dude, that would be amazing, bro.
Oh, please be Phil. Please be Phil.
Dude, can we have Phil in the final group, dude?
Oh, hey, he became the oldest to win a major, what? Like, I know. Just 19 months ago?
You know how badly he wants to win this too, bro. Oh, my God, that would be insane. And then DJ, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to activate the Cavs if he wants to win.
But then again, they're coming back from London, and they got all this pit. Like, do they have any motivation? I mean, besides, I know everyone's talking crap, but like, are they kind of just like, hey, I'm into the Liv now, right? Making all this money.
I think they just want to piss people off. That's. Yeah. I think they do have motivation. I think they could have motivation to just rub it in their faces. I mean, who's going off the highest right now?
Phil's got to be 100-1, bro, right?
DJ's +3,000.
He's usually the favorites in majors, but he hasn't been good at all year. But
yeah, he's been struggling. Phil,
Phil, dude, $10 on Phil gets you.
I gotta scroll a long way to get to Phil.
Oh man,
still not there.
And the fans still love him. You saw in the practice rounds, so he's signing autographs, dude. Everyone thought Yeah. If you read Twitter and the news, like, yeah, it seems like everyone hates these guys. But then you get to the golf course, no one's booing these guys, dude.
No.
No.
No. I may have passed him.
Just
Rory, oh, here we
just,
go.
Yeah.
Phil's at plus 5,000.
Oh, dude. $10. Dude, we're back.
Plus 5,000. I know. Where is Gerald and Frankie? Let me get some action from them on that.
To make the cut? Phil to make the cut? Yeah, what's Phil to make the cut? I bet you it's plus money.
To make the cut. U.S. Open to make the cut. Second, Philly, where are you? Scrolling. A lot of guys. I don't have them on my book.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, but let's just hope for a good tournament. Let's have all the top guys up there, and let's have a good – dude, hopefully the weather doesn't play a factor. Dude, it feels like all these majors, the weather's always playing a factor.
Lately, yeah. And yeah. But the good thing is right now, if you're seeing across most of the United States, they're having a massive heat wave. So maybe that, you know, shouldn't be any rain or anything like that in the forecast, hopefully.
So you're sticking – okay, so you're sticking to – so I've got Fitzpatrick, Fleetwood, and Homa. You got
– I got Schauffele and Zalatoris.
All right, guys. This is action of the year. We'll take it to the bank, dude, right now. Lock it in.
This is our first action of the year since football season?
Oh, dude, football. I think we're – what are you at, like 80 days away? I can't wait, dude.
Like that, yeah.
People can't been wait. Waiting for our action.
Dude. Can't wait. I mean, to be honest,
did we go 60% today, last year, dude?
At least. College. NFL.
We bounced back in NFL. The college was
that. I gotta admit, I was already earlier today looking at the lines for week one, and I was getting excited, dude. I was getting really.
It's insane that they have lines excited already, but is there value now?
It's like so much can happen.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, Brant, like, dude, Deshaun is 26 women now. Is he gonna play?
Numbers just keep going up. Up and up. I don't know. If you're the Browns, you gotta go get somebody. You gotta go get a Garoppolo or who else is out there right now that they were talking about?
Because Baker's going where? Panthers?
Sounds like a Baker, yeah.
Yeah, but he's
Baker to Panthers. Garoppolo's gotta go to Seattle, I think.
He's gotta do something.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else? The College World Series, dude. Tennessee's out. That was crazy. Yeah. Notre Dame, huh, dude? You don't like Notre Dame in baseball, just football?
They're fine. I don't really follow them in baseball. But and Oklahoma's Tennessee, that was a wagon. That was a shocker.
Softball, I think we mentioned that last pod. They're a wagon. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They actually, Oklahoma women's softball might win it for the next three straight years as well.
What'd you say? They're all like pitcher. Freshmen. Oh, yeah. Pitcher, right? The blonde?
That pitcher, she's with the
face mask?
She's a freshman. Yeah, she's a freshman. She's dominant. She was the freshman of the year, pitcher of the year. She's Untouchable. Their top four hitters were all Americans. They had half the first team All-Americans was the first four players of Oklahoma.
Dude, what did we say? UCLA Walker. Instead, they freaking.
Yeah, we did say that. Just Walker.
Just giving hitting bombs.
That chick from Hawaii. Ooh,
oh, my gosh. That chick
from Hawaii. She's going to break the home run record.
It's crazy.
Whatever.
So. Quick pod. Okay, so are you sticking to Warriors 6? I'm doing Warriors 7.
Warriors and 6.
Let's have a hell of a U.S. Open. What, Wimbledon's right around the corner?
The Fortnite. Hey,
Serena's
coming up. Serena's back in the Fortnite. Serena's
back. Nice. Any soccer, dude? I don't want to tech. I know it's just new Nations League, but this doesn't really matter, right?
Hey, you know what? At least we scored two goals. England, where are you at? Getting blanked 4-0 to Hungary.
That's bad.
So... You know what?
But does it really matter? Remember, De Bruyne was like, dude, why are we even playing this league?
This is what I'm saying. And I was having this conversation with our buddy Andrew Reif, who we got to get on the pod for some soccer talk once the World Cup gets closer. What I'm saying is, this Nations League, nobody in the A division cares about this whatsoever.
They're focused on the World Cup, right?
Your France's, your England, your Italy, Spain, Portugal, none of them care about this thing. You know what the goal is? The goal is not to get relegated, not to get dropped down. Everybody else in the B, the C, and the D, this is their World Cup.
This is the, okay, yeah.
I was telling Andrew, if you look at a team like Armenia, Armenia's in the B division right now. They're never going to make a World Cup. They're never going to make a Euro. This is their World Cup.
This is so, yeah, a lot of these, that's why there's value on these underdogs, right?
Exactly. The teams in the A-League, they don't care. Yeah, they could care less. I mean, France is in last place right now. England's in last place right now. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
They're worried about December. This is warm-up practice games for them that the coaches and are experimenting with different lineups. That's all this is.
Exactly, bro. I agree. So let's go Dodgers, right?
Go Dodgers. We gotta go Dodgers. Let's sweep go. The Guardians. Some of you guys gotta step up.
Sweep the Reds. And then we'll see you. Braves and do Freddie. Oh man, next Friday? Freddie's first game back in Atlanta. Ooh.
That's a very good call. Didn't even realize that. Yep, you were right.
That's insane. Can't wait for that. So let's Can't wait. All right, man. Let's hit a golf bet one time, huh?
I know. Let's win this one. I feel confident about this one. It's the United States Open right before 4th of July weekend. Let's go USA. That's why. Come on, Shoffley.
Let's go. All right, bro.
All right, man.
Later.
Later.